been talking. I hear ratio talk.
Yeah.
I'm mostly talking about weed. I can cut pretty steadily, a little liquored up. Yeah.
That's going to be the cold open.
All right.
I'll wait for Mike to grind up his weed.
We're good.
It's really loud.
Starting in.
All right. Are you going to hit it again, Mike? Do you want to hit the grinder one more time?
No, I did that just to fuck with you.
Okay. All right, starting in 3, 2. Hello and welcome. Keeping up with the commissioners. Week 14, final week of the regular season. My team's out of it, so I'll just let you two guys handle the podcast. I'm taking off my AirPods right now. Let me know when you're done.
Literally, I will be host. Give me the number, buddy. I'm there.
No one wants you to be host, though, so it doesn't really matter. You should
no
absolute wild card. We'll never get through it.
No.
All right. So Big Drew versus Mike rivalry week.
Oh yeah,
let's go.
And speaking of the season pick standings, we all went 1-5 or 0-6 last week. Oof. So Drew, you are 46-32 with a 1-game lead on Mike, 45-33. Me and Frank are both 42-36. Not out of it, though, because we have playoff weeks going as well. So let's just get right into it. My team, 5-8 versus Team Smoot, 10-3. Picking Smoot. And that's all I got to say about that. Drew, how's it going for you?
I am also picking Smoot. I didn't think I was going to be here to record the podcast. So Mikey and Brendan both have, you know, my picks, like, already listed. But this one's...
No, we don't.
I'm not looking at them.
No, yeah. We're not looking at them.
Okay, good. I'm taking Smoot in this one all the way. I mean, it's written in the stars here. I'll see you in playoffs, Smooter.
And, Drew, if I was looking at your picks, I would have picked opposite of you.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mike?
Yeah, no, I was looking at this matchup all week. Smoot's team is just really well-rounded. Like, just
why are you looking at my matchup all week? I'm 5-8.
I mean, I was looking at all the matchups all week. Okay. You know,
yeah,
I was
locked in.
Yeah, this is going to be good. I think, once again, it's going to come down to the wide receivers. You know, Pickens could pop for you, but Juju could pop. You also got Kelsey, who's pretty much a wide receiver. So
Kelsey's got to score enough for four players this week, and maybe I can win.
Yeah, that's true. And Saquon's active.
Well,
we got champagne bottles popping.
We'll Saquon's see about active, Saquon.
But I got to roll with the hot hand here. I think Smoot gets it done. 10-3. Holy fuck, Smoot. Welcome to the league, buddy. Jesus.
Yeah, good start for him. Who did Frank pick? I'm guessing Smoot.
Did Frank send his picks?
Yeah, he did. Hang on. Frank, you picked Smoot.
All right. Congrats to me on winning an unimportant game. Next matchup. Ryan, my ball, Zach Ertz versus Alex, Daddy Long Legs. Good win for Alex last week. Chatted with the man a little offline. He's committed to the leagues. We don't have to worry about Alex leaving.
Yeah, thank God. That was a big worry.
You just love to see it. The kid's all in. Ryan got 12 from his kicker on Thursday, which is huge. Ryan's currently in second place right now because he's leading the shit division, I believe, at 8-5. Ryan's got a good team. Jamal Williams scores a touchdown every week. Josh Allen, pretty good. Tough matchup with the Jets. This is going to be a close game, actually, I think. I take that back. Alex's team is not that good. Gabe Davis could absolutely pop, though, so you never know, but I'm going to pick Ryan. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going Ryan for this matchup as well. Nealon does have Gabe Davis, but remember, Ryan's starting Josh Allen, so all those points are going to be overlapped. Jamal Williams is the best running back when it comes to touchdowns this season, which is crazy. No one would have saw that. Another well-rounded team for Ryan. I think he gets a dub this week. Maybe never mind. He can't fight for one seed, but
no.
He's going to get the dub.
Jamal Williams, just anytime the Lions get within the 5-yard line, they're like, hey, DeAndre, take a seat on the bench. We're going to give Jamal Williams 4 carries to get one touchdown.
It's weird. Like, is DeAndre, like, really hurt? Like, why did they like, just don't give him the ball?
They actually used him last week, and he did well. I don't know. He's better than Jamal Williams, but – Jamal Williams has written in his contract that if they have the ball within the 3-yard line, he has to get every carry.
Yeah.
So I guess it seems that way. So, good for him. All right.
Yeah.
Next matchup.
Whoa.
We got Drew and Frank to go still, bud.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get this over with.
I'm picking Ryan. Gabe Davis still on my shit list. Signed my girl's tits. Can't pick with him. I'm taking Ryan.
I feel like the story changed a little bit.
Nope.
Okay. Who'd Frank pick?
Frankie picked Ryan.
All right, so once again, we're all the same. Next week, Next matchup, sorry. Automatics.
Budge, why are you in such a rush, bud? Chill.
Yeah, relax, relax. You got to get back to Pokemon.
No, I've got to watch football, and my team stinks. So, next matchup, 8-5 Sean, Automatics versus Mitch's Bitches, 8-5. This is a playoff seeding matchup for the battle for the 4 seed.
Yeah, this is
that's a good one.
So this is a good matchup. Sean's going with Tyler Huntley. My guy has to roll with his Ravens. A little Tyler Huntley versus Geno Smith battle for the 4th seed in the playoffs. Who would have thought that was going to happen?
No.
An angel.
I like Eckler and Stevenson for Sean this week. A.J. Brown, good. Fun fact, though, Ja'Marr Chase has never had more than 50 receiving yards against the Browns. Yeah, they shut him down. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. That'll probably change today, but we'll see. I think these are two pretty good teams. I don't think Huntley's going to get a lot of points for Sean.
Huntley? That Sean being... starting Huntley?
Yep.
Holy that... fuck. I love his dedication to his team.
Yeah. That being said, I still think that Sean wins. I think Eckler and Stevenson actually are probably going to do better than Henry and Swift this week, even though Swift did have a good week last week. I'm going Sean. Let's throw it over to Drew.
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is going to be a really going to be a shootout, a close matchup. I'm going to take Mitch because Geno Smith, I'm hoping, is going to carry him through. I think it's anybody's game in both the wideouts and the running backs position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we'll just see where this one goes. I do like Singletary over Homer, I think, in the flex position, but I'm taking Mitch.
Yeah, these are two really good teams. This is a tough one. Mike, what do you think?
I haven't been sleeping much on the Atana Matatux all season, and I'm not going to start sleeping now. I think Sean's going to get the dub this week, maybe fire up to the 3 seed, and I'm sleeping on Mitch. Fuck Mitch.
Always has been, always will be. Who did Frank pick?
Frankie picked Mitch.
All right, so we're a little split on this one, kind of. Yeah, 2-2. Love it. So this will have some impact in the season picks rankings, finally. So we're not all the same as last week. Next matchup, the matchup of the week, potentially. Unless Jesse wins, then it's a moot point. 09, 6-7 versus mixing these QBs, 6-7. Woo! You guys both lost last week, which is exactly what I needed to jump into playoffs, but my team scored maybe 40 points. You really hate to see that when everything else shakes out that way, but it is what it is. We got Josh Jacobs, 18 points for Mike, pretty good, but for Josh Jacobs this season, that's actually a little lower than probably his typical output is below average for him. Little Dak versus Mahomes matchup, Mixon against the Browns defense. They have been running P Ryan because Mixon's been hurt, but P Ryan's been doing really well. I expect
Mixon full workload today, 2 weeks off the concussion, full workload for him.
Yeah, but P Ryan's been running so well, I expect them to mix in some wrinkles with him. That being said, Drew has Ezekiel Elliott and they mix in wrinkles for Tony Pollard, so kind of a wash there. I think Najee Harris is not going to get 18. This is going to be a close one too. Amari Cooper, boom or bust. I think he does a lot better with Deshaun today. And for that reason, I'm picking Mike.
Hey!
Little week two with Deshaun, little chemistry built. But this is going to be, this is a straight toss up, to be honest. Let's see who Frank picked before we go to you guys.
Frankie picked Mikey. Fake.
Frankie picked Mike as well. All right, Mike, tell us why you're going to win.
Dak Stack is back. Amari Cooper, probably 2 TDs. Joe Mixon, probably going to have a 30 piece because he's so healthy.
So take the over in the Browns-Bengals game.
Yeah, pretty much. my bench is pretty poopy, so that's what I got. I got to start what I got, and I'm going to playoffs, baby. I'm taking myself.
All right, Drew, tell us why Mike's going to win.
Yeah, so I'm picking Mike in this one as well.
Reverse jinx for playoffs.
His team is stacked. The Dak stack is back. Mixon's healthy. I don't think P. Ryan's going to get any reps. I'm going to put him on my bench. Yeah, I think he's got this one wrapped up. Good game, Mike.
That's smart because now we all pick Mike. So I know that was probably purposeful. Nice work, Drew, based off how our picks were last week. That's a guaranteed win for you, so congratulations. Moving on. We have Adam's Bomb, 8-5, Frankie versus Phil Rolling Socks. Cormac got a big win last week. They both scored 8.6 and 8.8 points on Thursday, kind of a wash, except it was Davante Adams.
Sorry, we're looking at Cormac's lineup.
Cormac, change your fucking lineup, bud.
Yeah. Frank only got 8.6 from Davante, which is bad, but Cormac has two players out. It's 12:30. I mean, he knows he's out of playoffs. I fully expect Cormack to change his lineup. He doesn't really have anyone. He might have to make some last-minute signings. Maybe he's trying to save his team for consolation bracket. I don't know. That being said, I would like to pick Cormack here, but I have to pick Frank because that's just too iffy. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going Frank here. Cormack's not going to change his lineup. It's simple.
Frank picked himself?
Frank picked himself. Check
the thing. Oh, sorry, yeah. Let me see. Frank picked Frank.
All right, Andrew, are you picking Frank?
Yes, I'm picking Frank. Did I not analyze that? Hurts. You know, Hurts over Joff matchup. Goff matchup.
Hurts versus Joff. Great matchup. Speaking of, Mr. Jeffers, 6-7 versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers. Unfortunately for both of you guys, you need Jesse to lose to Elijah this week. Elijah has shown he can put up numbers, and Jesse only got 2 points from Higbee. That's a bad start for him. I don't know. I mean, Burrow probably has a pretty good game against the Browns. Jesse's team seems a real boomer bust, but they're not bad. That being said, Elijah's got Gainwell is starting running back, and Zay Jones is a starting wide receiver. Zay Jones did pop 2 weeks ago, last week?
Yeah, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
And he's got Gallup in the flex. I mean, Elijah's team just doesn't have the juice.
Elijah's banged up. He's got 6 injuries.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't have the juice, unfortunately. So that's tough for you guys. I'm picking Joff to go to the playoffs. Drew, what do you think?
I'm going with my heart here. I'm picking Elijah. I want him to win. Oh, wait, I picked Jesse earlier.
You can change it.
I'm going to pick Jesse because now I'll get one up on the
– You fucker. I wanted you to pick Elijah.
No, I know. I mean, I want Elijah to win, but I think this is going to be a close one. And I think Pollard and Lockett over Gainwell and Jones. I don't know. I just don't see Gainwell having much.
No.
He's been a plug and chug guy, but, you know, just not getting the points fantasy-wise. Go Birds still.
I will say, for you guys, that being said – Tony Pollard could not have a big day just because Zeke's getting a lot of totes. Tyler Lockett could go for 0 points.
Yeah.
He does do that sometimes.
Yeah. James Conner's playing a good New England defense. Like,
it's not impossible, but it doesn't look good.
For those reasons you just said, and Kenneth Gainwell is going to have an 18 piece today. I'm going Elijah.
I love it.
I'm in the playoffs.
I mean, it's not crazy. And who did Frank pick? I'm guessing he picked Jesse.
Frankie picked Elijah.
Woo!
Wow. Good thing I picked Jesse, you know? No consensus.
Frank wants me to get into the playoffs. Frank wants me in the playoffs over Drew. Get fucked, Drew.
Or one of us.
I'm Frankie's better friend. He likes me more. He likes me more.
I think Frankie likes me the most. He lived with me for 4 years.
This isn't about you.
Frank's kind of my guy, really.
This isn't about you. Butch,
he's really my guy. We'll ask him after.
This is about our playoff matchup. This is not about you.
Yeah, we'll ask him after. Podcast. All right. So gambling picks.
Can we go over the record?
Yep. Drew, you got your AJ Brown anytime touchdown last week, right?
Yep, I did. Guess what? He got fucking 3.
You got that X3. Drew 5-7 on his gambling picks. Mike 7-4. You got Browns -8 check. And yep. So you're 8-4. I got Browns -8 check. I'm 4-8.
I'm leading the way.
Don't let me get hot. I think I've got 3 or 4 in a row. That being said, who am I going back to? Cleveland Browns spread. I believe they're -7. Can we get a check on that?
They're +4.
That's what I meant. I meant plus. I knew they were underdogs. The line must have moved because they were touchdown underdogs. But I'll take +4. I would have liked it +6.5, +7. So I'm taking that this week. Frank took USA by 1 million.
Did that hit?
No.
No.
No, yeah, it did.
That was Iran.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Frank didn't have one this week.
Yep,
oh, yeah, right. Frankie didn't have one.
Perfect. Mike, what do you got this week?
I'm looking, sorry.
Drew, who do you got this week?
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm taking the Eagles game. I'm going to take the over in that game. I've got it at 44.5. Eagles are favored at -7, but this is a conference game against two rivals. 44.5 just seems a little low to me.
Who are they playing, Commies?
They're playing the Giants.
Oh, nice.
You know, with two offenses that are pretty stacked or at least have a lot of weapons, and so I'm taking the over in that game.
I don't think the Giants offense has a lot of weapons.
They do.
Saquon. Name another one.
That's who I was thinking of.
All right, no, I think that's a good call. Mike, what do you think?
I am going to go with Nick Chubb, anytime touchdown scorer.
Oh, wow. Keeping it safe, trying to keep his lead.
I mean, they're talking locks of the week. These are the locks of the week.
That's a lock. Mikey winning the fantasy matchup this week is a lock.
Against the Bengals, I believe Nick Chubb averages like 100 yards and 1.5 touchdowns or something. So
great for
that's
me.
Probably a pretty good bet unless something's got to give eventually. The Browns have beaten the Bengals 5 times in a row, unfortunately.
What'd you take, Brendan, something's again? Sorry.
Go. Browns plus 4. Okay. I thought the line was bigger, but people must be hammering that down.
Are you parlaying that?
No, you can't.
That'd be an insane parlay. Drew parlay over 44, Nick Chubb anytime touchdown scorer, and Cleveland Browns. Oh, Browns line went up to 4.5, boys.
4.5! Taking it. Oh, and on FanDuel, I probably have it at like 5.
No.
Are you guys looking at DraftKings?
Yes.
The FanDuel line's already better. All right, hold.
No, the DraftKings lines are better.
No, the FanDuel lines are better.
No.
Let me show. I'll prove it to you. Give me a second.
All right, I'm going to play some blackjack. Wrong. Sign us off, Brendan.
No, I'm going to get this.
I wanted to see who's better.
Going to get you this line. Verifying my authentication code. But yeah, so it's actually the same. Browns are 4.5.
Wow, okay. There, bye.
I prefer the FanDuel lines, but it's the same. So that's good. All right. Any closing thoughts for your guys' big matchup this week? Any trash you want to talk?
Yeah, fuck Drew, go me.
What'd you ask for, comments?
Any trash, any final comments?
It's locked in. Mikey's going to win. It's locked in.
All right. I forgot to mention this at the top of the pod. I made a big life change this week. I'm a gold chain guy now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yesterday.
Gold chain guy.
Comment on that. That's a rope chain, huh?
We're testing it out.
Get a Jesus piece on there, buddy. Jesus piece on there.
I would like a little pendant. I'm not religious, so I don't know what I would get.
I will say, I saw it last night, everybody. It did look good. Butch does look good with a gold chain.
It looks good.
I'm a gold chain. I just wear a lot of plain t-shirts. We'll see. It's in alpha phase right now. Not even in beta. Full testing. So, we'll see. All right, boys. Good luck to both of you.
Good luck.
I guess we, in terms of commissioner's office solidarity, I hope that Jesse loses so one of you guys gets a chance to make the playoffs.
There we go. Sign us off right, B.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Peace, guys.
Peace.